We've got Tozen has just arrived. Morning, Tozen. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
You look like you're doing very well. You've been to a wedding, haven't you, over in, is it Nigeria?
Yes, I was away in Nigeria.
You're having a great time.
It was a brilliant time in Nigeria. Went there for a friend's wedding, and it was, let's put it this way, we do our weddings big.
You do?
We do our weddings big. I think they essentially had to, they had a traditional wedding ceremony, and they had like the church wedding ceremony. The traditional had about 300 people there. The traditional, the white wedding ceremony had excess of 500, so it was good. It was good stuff.
There was a picture of you, two brothers or two friends.
Those are two friends. The guy in the tall guy at the back is one who was getting married.
Right.
We all studied together in London. So like the three of us all studied together in London, and we're the three people from our university or from our course at our university who were at the wedding.
Looked like a film set.
It
did. It looked like a film set. I recognise that guy. Looks like Tozen.
Oh, hang on, it is Tozen.
Yeah, it is Tozen. Yeah, he's got his movie gear on. Yeah. Talking of which.
Yes, talking of which. Oh, movies. Oh, I thought you were going to talk about me making movies, which I do. But, yes, so today, the movies we're going to be talking about American Ultra, starring Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart, her off of Twilight, finally doing something good. And Legend, the film about the Kray twins, starring Tom Hardy.
That's the one I can't wait to see.
Yeah,
that looks really good. Which one do you want to do first?
I'll do American Ultra, so it gives us more time to talk about Legend at the end.
Yeah, brilliant.
Cool. So American Ultra. Now this is a film.
Now let's talk about Legend. No. that was good. That one you did then. It was really good. Yeah. What would you give out of five? Now for Legend. Sorry, we interrupt.
You did a Keith Lemon then.
So essentially, American Ultra. I'll say this film. I can imagine that in the pitch meeting when they were thinking, what do you want to make? Somebody said, imagine Jason Bourne, the first Bourne movie, The Bourne Identity, but imagine that Jason Bourne is a stoner.
A what?
What's a stoner?
Someone who's like smokes pot all day and is constantly high and all that kind of stuff. Constantly stoned. Imagine Jason Bourne is a stoner, and that's essentially American Ultra.
You should have said a maxi. I would have understood.
No, we need to put that in our language. And yeah, that's stoner.
Sorry.
Yeah. What? You guys said a stoner?
If you'd have said a maxi, I would have understood.
You see, now I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah, she's always stoned. Sorry, this is going.
Yeah. So it starts off with this guy who's kind of like, you know, dead end job. He spends all his time stoned with his girlfriend and all that kind of stuff. And then it turns out that, so essentially the same thing that happens in Jason Bourne. Okay, it's a CIA guy who doesn't really know exactly what he is. And this woman tries to, because some people are kind of trying to clean up their tracks with a program that didn't work, so they try and kill him. They come and try and kill him, and then it all kicks off, and then somebody activates him, and it's all like him walking through the film, having all these fights, but not understanding why he's having all these fights, and not understanding how he knows how to kill these people. So like there's funny scenes like where he phones his girlfriend and he's like, you gotta come here, I'm freaking out, I just killed two people with a spoon. and it's kind of like, so it's things like that, like he just so the same way, like, you know, Jason Bourne uses like a phone book to beat people up, he uses random things to like stop these people from killing him. And it's a good fun action movie, action comedy. Jason Bourne as a stoner, Jesse Eisenberg is good, Kristen Stewart's in it, she's good as well. And if you ever know an actor called Bill Pullman,
Yes.
He was the president in Independence Day. Haven't seen him on anything in ages, and he shows up in this, and I'm like, oh my God, it's Bill Pullman, look at him. So yeah, that's a good film. I'll give it, I think, 4 out of 5. It's good, it's fun, but quite frankly, in the film, there isn't anything you haven't seen before. The way the whole thing goes on, the way it ends, the way it goes, you know, there's going to be a big thing. You know, someone's going to nick his girlfriend. You know, it's you've seen it all before, but the added twist this time around is that the guy's a stoner.
Okay. So, Out of five?
I'll give it 4 out of 5.
Four out of five, that's a good mark.
Yeah, I think it's good, it's good. It just about sneaks a 4 out of 5.
Alright,
yeah.
Let's get the Legend.
Now, Legend, this is... Okay, so it's about the Kray twins. So...
Two guys that own London.
To people of a certain age, you say the Kray twins, that's all you need to know, because people know who the Kray twins were. To people of the younger generation, as Brandon said earlier, Brandon did say, that's a film about those two guys who owned London, right?
Yeah. Description.
Yeah. So I guess that's showing why they have to make this film, to remind younger people about who these guys were. So obviously it's 60s London, and it's all about the Kray twins and about how they, essentially it's about them. But it's not really a biopic of the Krays. Like, it doesn't go from, oh, they were born on this day, and then it goes through and they had this childhood and all that kind of stuff. Mm. The whole film is told from the Kray twins, Ronnie and Reggie. The film is told from the point of view of Reggie's, first of all, girlfriend and later wife. So it's it's essentially her view of the craze. So it's all about Reggie, and it's she starts with her meeting Reggie and like, you know, what that all means and how they actually grew up and what she saw, how she saw them and how Reggie was like, you know, the sort of one who was a schmoozer and had like all these clubs and all that kind of stuff, and Ronnie was the one who was a little bit more into the gangster stuff, and he was essentially the psycho out of the both of them. And this is a very good film. Very good film. Has great performances all around. It has Emily Browning, the Australian actress, who does a very, very good sort of like, you know, sort of East End ingenue accent. Like you wouldn't spot that she wasn't English in it whatsoever. She has that sort of like, you know, 60s Lulu beehive hair look do with all the dresses and all that kind of stuff. She really, really works. She's she's really, really great as she's essentially a narrator. The voiceover grates a bit, but it's good. But the powerhouse of this film is Tom Hardy, because he plays both of the Kray twins.
Yeah.
Obviously. And
both?
He plays both of them.
Oh.
He plays both of them. No, honestly.
Your face.
Moving on. So yeah, he plays both of them. And the thing is, like, even if you just watch the trailer for this film. And the trailer for this film is enough for you to make you think, oh my God, this guy, he's got to be up for some awards soon, because the two characters, even though they're the same and they look... Okay, Max, you okay?
Yes. It's the same. He plays the same person, you see?
Yeah. They're twins. You see, like, they look alike.
Oh, okay. I mean, it makes sense now.
Do you know what? I could just picture us going to the cinema and at the end of it coming out and saying, they don't half look alike.
Do they look like each other? They look like the same person. Yeah. Sorry,
Tosin. Yeah, no problem. But the thing is, like, and this is the bit where I think of the film is so genius, in because it's essentially, it's a story, she's telling the story, but it sets the craze as two separate people. They don't just do everything all the time. So there's almost kind of like a Ronnie story and a Reggie story.
Yeah.
And Tom Hardy, who plays them, they are totally different characters. You never once look at the film go, oh my God, that's Tom Hardy wearing glasses, or no, that's Tom Hardy without glasses.
Yeah.
You just think those are two totally separate characters. Like, you see him as Reggie and go, that's Reggie Kray. You see him as Ronnie, you go, that's Ronnie Kray. And it's only afterwards that you think, hang on a second, that's the same guy playing those two parts. And sure enough, and only because I make films as well, I was watching it intently to see how they did it.
I was going
to
say that. Yeah. How did they do that?
No, they're very clever. I mean, like, I mean, they're very clever.
Cleverer
though.
Than you, Max.
Yeah, the whole film. Let me just say, the whole film is just very, very well made. Mm. So, like, the guy who wrote and directed it, Brian Hedgeland, is very, very well, because the way they told the story and all that. So, if you look at it, there's a few shots in which you see both Ronnie and Reggie at the same time.
Mm.
But in the way that they do it, it's kind of like, you know, when they're having a conversation, they do reverse shots and all that kind of stuff. But there's one particular scene where Ronnie and Reggie have a fight. So it's essentially Tom Hardy having a fight with himself.
But I've seen an interview with him talking about it, and he says there is a double. There is a body double, if you like.
There would have to be a body double.
It's fascinating how he... Because obviously you end up talking to yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, my question would be, does he get like two salaries?
My question will be, and I think that this is what it is, he's going to cause a lot of problems for a lot of people who give awards for acting. Do they give him, who do they give the award to? Tom Hardy for Ronnie Kray? Tom Hardy for Reggie Kray? Tom Hardy
to be up against two, himself.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like two nominations for Tom Hardy as Reggie and as Ronnie. And but he's brilliant. I mean, the way they do the whole film, you don't for one second think, well, you have to force yourself to think that's the same guy acting those
and
two parts.
And whoever thought of casting one person to do both parts, that's quite ingenious, really.
But that's happened
thinking
a lot.
Outside the box, isn't it?
Yeah, bearing in mind that when it was last done majorly, it was two twins, two brothers.
They're not very happy about this. It's a bit of sour grapes. They're not going to watch it. They don't think that theirs could be beaten.
But I think it's gonna be.
I think it will be. I mean, it's kind of done almost like it's almost like an English version of, you know, Goodfellas.
Yeah,
Goodfellas, like the Martin Scorsese mafia movies. It's almost like an English version of that. It's a little. Oh, good God!
See what I've got to put up with. You have 15 minutes. I have 3 hours. And if she got in early, like she did this morning, it's 3.5 hours. I'm ready to have a lay down after this time.
In a dark room.
Oh my word. Yeah, and so it's kind of done like that. I mean, and I think it's a little bit cleaned up, like in that it's not as there's some bits of violence, because obviously the Krays were very
evil.
Like, essentially, they ruled through violence. And there's some bits, but the thing is, like, it's also quite a funny film. Like, people in the cinema, when I watched it last night, they were just cracking up because there are some funny bits. Because obviously, because I think out of the two performances, it's probably Ronnie Kray, which is a standout, because he has this thing.
Is he played by the same bloke?
Is it the same actor?
Yeah, played by Tom Hardy. Played by Tom Hardy. What do you know?
What, both?
Crazy, yeah, I know, both of them.
Aren't you glad you came
Twins,
in?
Played by Tom Hardy.
What about Arnold Schwarzenegger? Was he in it?
and
Danny
well?
DeVito? You're mentioning twins, you're confusing me.
Oh, no, I just said, is he in it?
Hey, look, Tozen, quickly, we've got to go to the news. We'll give it a mark out of 5.
Is it an 18?
Probably.
Oh.
I'll give it a 4 out of 5. I'll give the I mean, Legend. The film's called Legend. It's not called The Krays. It could confuse you, but it's called Legend.
It's an
easy 4 out of 5.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Five.
Thanks for coming in, Tozen, and we'll spend the next 10 minutes explaining one or two things to Maxine.
Oh yeah.
You can see, can't wait to get out the door now.